My humble task today is to provide a brief overview and a demonstration of the Public Debt and Market Information web portal. Let us take the journey. A few years ago, it was identified that a critical area for deepening and broadening the regional government securities market was to improve investor relations through the timely dissemination of accurate and pertinent fiscal and debt statistics and related information via websites at both the national and regional level. Following a scoping mission where we consulted with various stakeholders, it was recommended that we reduce the number of interfaces that market participants have to visit to collect information by creating a one-stop shop with wide scope, quality, and detailed information available to users. ECCB was committed to supporting this regional initiative that has led to the realization of the web portal. The Debt Portal is a module of the existing ECCB website and was built out by Imagine Solutions, Inc. The member governments are the key source of the required data and content for this user-friendly and informative portal. Once you have a working computer, tablet, or mobile phone, coupled with a modicum of computer skills, this page is your oyster. And now, a demonstration.
To get to the portal, you can start at the ECCB's homepage and either scroll down to the quick links and quick investor information, or you can go to the address bar and type eccbcentralbank.org/debt,
and you can move to the web portal. You can return to ECCB's homepage by clicking the logo in the page header. One quick identifier that you have moved to the portal is that the color scheme has changed from green to blue. The main features of the navigation are the menu options to the top of the page in the blue part and a search box, as well as a menu bar on the left-hand side of the main landing page. The page header is the same on any page that you visit, so it is easy to navigate. The portal link returns you to the main landing page. The search bar queries the debt portal only. For example, let us search investor. It returns each instance of the word investor presented in groups for a more precise return, whether it's by pages, publications, legislations, frequently asked questions, news, or events. If we search, let's say, debt, it will return far more instances. As you see, there are several pages on the portal that, where the word debt appears. Now, let us explore the resources on the pages and start with the main landing page. At the top, there are eight circular buttons, each bearing the flag of the ECCU member territory that it represents. The button will take you to the respective country page. On the country page, you will see a directory of the government's contact information for the Minister of Finance and other senior officers responsible for debt management. There is a dashboard visualizing key indicators, such as the public sector debt to GDP, selected debt data, number of auctions on the RGSM, value of securities raised, and the weighted average interest rates. You can interact with the graphs. You see, you can unselect if you just wanted to see debt service, and then you can click the hamburger and then choose whether you want to print or download the graphs in various formats. Also, to the bottom of the pages, we have publications, legislation, and statistics. We'll explore those a little later. If we return to the main landing page, below the country button is the menu option that I pointed out earlier, but there's another button called calendar. When you visit the calendar, you can subscribe to merge the calendar with your own. Here you can view also events, meetings, and auctions, and you can check the boxes to just display your preference. Next to the menu is a slider with the latest debt-related news that have been released by the governments or Eastern Central Bank or any other debt-related source. Below that is a listing of the latest auction results, which presents the details of the last five auctions. It also displays the information graphically below it. There are two graphs, again, one on the left showing the results of the five most recent auctions, and on the right are the results of the most recent auction for each issuer. And these graphs are also interactive. You see, you can take off the yield, you can take off the allotted amount, click the hamburger again, and you can print or download the graphs in any format. Below that, now we have the upcoming auctions for the next 30 days. Links to the full listing of the results can be accessed for both the upcoming auctions or the auction results in another area. Below that, we have a map of the member states, and here all the countries are pinned in the ECCU, and you can interact with the graph. I will now show you how to use the filters. The debt legislation publications all can be filtered to your interest. You can search by date, category, country, or a combination of the above. If on the left-hand side you see that you can see by publication, by category, year, or country, you can click here. Let's say we clicked reviews, and it just brings up the debt portfolio reviews for all the countries. Or we can start fresh and go into each of the filters, enter a start date, an end date for when the publications were released, what type of categories of publications. You can select for a specific country or countries, click submit, and the documents appear to the bottom. Once you click the PDF button, they open in the next page, and you can open as many as you like, and they keep opening in its own tab. Now let us visit legislations from a country page. If you enter the country page and you go down, scroll down to legislation, you'll see that the search comes up for that specific country only. And here you can see all the legislation related for that country, or you can click legislation and start the query similar to how we did it for the publications. Select which categories of document legislations that you want, click submit, and they're down to the bottom, and you just click PDF to open it in a separate tab. ECCB's economic statistics, we have real sector, which includes GDP and CPI, public finance, which is the debt stocks, debt service, and other statistics, which redirects you to ECCB's main statistics page, where you can access monetary and other financial statistics. Comparative reports allow you to build your own query. So we can click whether we want public sector debt, whether we want it quarterly on a country basis, the periods from which we want to see the information, which countries we can select all, and we hit submit, and the data comes up to the bottom. If we decided to click it by category, the information shows up in the columns first by category and then by country. We can further search this table. If you wanted to look up a country specifically, we type in Angola, and only the information for Angola shows up. If you wanted to just see the public debt sector debt, we can type in public, and only public sector debt shows up. We can download the information, whether in CSV, Excel, PDF, or we can copy it and print it. We can also look at country reports, which are predefined reports. And here we just have to select which country we want, whether we want the frequency monthly, quarterly, or annual, what period we're looking at. Enter a date, hit submit, and the information with all the categories shows up nicely presented for you. And again, you can download this information in your preferred format. If we click on the RGSM button, here we have information on the introduction to RGSM, milestones, auction results, and upcoming auctions, what I pointed out to before, the prospectus and addenda for the various countries. Here we can also filter our auction results by clicking that button, and you can put what date you want to look at. From the 1st of July, if we clicked it, to the end of July 2019, we can further search by a issuer. If you want to San Lucia only, hit submit, and the results will be summarized to return St. Lucia's information. While the main landing page only would display the latest news for the last three releases, we can also click Debt News, and we will have all the releases presented here. If we go to links, you'll be able to find websites for regional and international resources. Note that if you click a link, it will get a message saying that you're about to proceed to an external website. Click OK and the website will open. You can move between the pages because it opens in a new tab. Finally, I will now show you how to use the pages to contact us. We present our physical address and also a form. You can say whether you have a complaint, a problem, a suggestion, praise, or more information. You enter all your details. If you want to receive alerts, you can sign up for it as well. Click I'm not a robot, hit that bit, click submit, and the information is sent off, and we will try to get back to you as soon as possible. Please do use the portal and send us your feedback. We'd love to hear from you. And I'd like to close with saying that today we celebrate this achievement because we decided to make small changes by collating already prepared reports and other resources to create a great opportunity for all of us. We hope that the realization of this shared vision and collaborative project is a signal of our new normal for addressing common challenges as we continue transforming the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union together. Thank you very much for your keen attention.